it's, we finally done it. We're gamers.
Yeah, we are. I'm on the Twitch.
Do you know what's, really funny is what? I swear that I made a Twitch for us. But I never.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but we've never used it for anything, and I always forget that we have it. But I think we do have one.
Well, what if we become famous Twitchers after this? Is that a way how you say it? A Twitcher? Because if not, they should. Like, people who are on Twitch should be Twitchers.
I love that. I mean, if they're not, that would be a missed opportunity. But at the same time, I'm just thinking, like,
we've already got
such a wildly successful podcast going on, and with our booming delve into YouTube that we did for like a minute.
A whole minute.
It was a lot of a commitment. Like, honestly,
yeah, it's a lot of work.
More power to those YouTubers, because that's a lot of fucking work.
Oh yeah, like, they're the people who, like, really keep with uploading every day for, like, months. I'm like, y'all are crazy. I could not.
They've figured out a formula much like I have for, like, the podcast, where it's like, I know exactly how to, like, do this where I don't have to edit all that.
But it's still so much. Like, people who, like, shoot and edit, especially when they do pretty, like, heavily edited videos. Because I've seen people who do that. They do, like, heavily edited videos every day. And, like, they're not usually super long, but, like, they're crazy.
Yeah. I don't know how they do that. Like, where do you find the time? I guess when it's your job.
I think it's easier when it's your job. We both have other jobs, so.
Yeah. Even figuring out how to do it full. You know what? We're getting off topic.
Yeah,
we're gamers now. We're not YouTubers.
Welcome to our gaming podcast.
Once we figure out Twitch, I feel like it'll be a lot more fun, especially because
that's true, yeah.
We both like to play The Sims, and
oh yes,
you
play it very differently than me, though.
I play it wildly differently. Like, yes. I actually was doing something last night where I had to go check in on some stuff, and I was just like, well, it's time to move my adult children out of the house because they wouldn't do it themselves. I tried to, like, you know, get them to marry off into another household, but they wouldn't do it. So I was just like, okay, everyone move the hell out. And then I had 3 new children.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's great. Because my character is a incubus, so he doesn't age. So I just get to keep having children.
Nice.
I've also just, like, littered the town with random children. With random pedestrians.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's been a fun time.
Well, we're not playing The Sims today.
Yeah. No, today we're playing Monster Prom. If you can't hear that in the background music.
Yeah, if you recognize it, hey, what up?
Hey.
I hope you like surf music.
I love surf music.
Well, that's the entire soundtrack, so have fun.
Honestly, that would be right up Grace's alley.
There's one part where the saxophone just goes wild. And it's like sort of bad, but like, it's fun. I don't know. You'll hear it. It'll come.
I mean, I was telling Grace about this game last night, and what's wildly hilarious is I was just like, I loved Dream Daddy when it came out because I was such a hoe for that game.
Yeah.
It was right up the alley of a lot of issues we all have.
Yeah. I didn't know why I didn't tell you about this sooner because, so I just discovered this game, like, two or three weeks ago. I don't have no concept of time. When I played it with a friend. And I've been super into it ever since. And, it's a dating simulator game where you're at this high school for monsters and you're trying to convince one of your 6 most charismatic classmates to go to prom with you. But, like, what makes the game so good is, like, the writing and the dialogue and the characters are all so well done. Like, they seem very tropey at first, so it's really easy to kind of get to know them and get a feel for each one. But, like, they do a lot of, like, background character building that makes them more interesting than first impression.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I'm very fond of all the characters at this point, and when I first started, I didn't like most of them, and at this point, I'm like, I really quite like all of them, really. There's one I still, like, I'm not super into, but they're okay. I think they remind me too much of someone I know.
Ah. Well, that's usually why.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so are we trying to convince all 6 of them to go to prom with us, or one of them?
Just one of them.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, like, you can talk to all of them. Like, you can definitely try that, but the idea is you're trying to, like, convince one person to go to prom, and if you're busy playing the entire field, you probably haven't built enough of a relationship with that person.
Okay, I was gonna say, can you get multiple offers?
You ask them to prom, so you only get to ask one person. Or you can go by yourself. You do have an option to not ask anyone to prom, but you can't ask multiple people.
Oh, can I be a rebel?
I'm not saying there might not. There might be. You can. I have seen the ending for that, and I think it tends to be less varied, but I also don't know what secret endings there are. So, like, also, there might be secret endings where you do go to prom with multiple people.
I want the secret ending.
So I don't know. I just don't know how you would go about that.
I want the secret ending where I go to prom and then get pregnant.
I mean, it might be there.
Or the one where I go by myself and then I, like, spend the whole night by myself and then I go home and then the guy I really wanted to go with is there and then he just, like, does me right there on the front porch.
I was going to say Roz me in the bushes. They get real kinky with some of these endings, so, like... So how about we just hop in and play then?
Okay.
You know? Because the game does take a minute, so...
Okay.
So it's two players. We're obviously going to do the second term, which is the DLC. Yeah. Do you want to play a short game or a full game?
Sure, let's do a full one.
Let's do it.
I want the full experience.
All right, so I can start reading. Spooky high school, the sweetest years of our lives. Back then, we were young and unafraid. Sometimes reckless, sometimes brilliant, sometimes just stupid, but always willing to live life to the fullest. We were on a wild journey to discover who we really were.
Okay.
So now we get to choose a player one. The only difference between them really is their visual differences. Supposedly, according to the fandom wiki, which I spent some time on today, they are supposed to have different personalities, but like it really just depends on the way you play it. Like it's not going to have any significant effect on your gameplay.
Okay.
I've played as all of them, and it's been pretty much the same, so.
I'm glad that all of them are pretty, like, attractive.
Yeah, and you can change their names, and also you can make it any pronoun you want. Not any pronoun. You can do he, she, or they.
Oh, you know what? That is so progressive.
This entire game does not care about gender.
Ugh, love it,
they
that.
Really don't, and I really love that. Yeah.
Love that
They leave
concept.
It very open. Like, there's no concept of, like, gay, straight, bisexual. It's all just like, it's like Sims where it's like,
wow,
they're just into whatever, you know.
The designers of tomorrow,
yeah,
love them.
Yeah, it's great. So who would you like to be?
Wait, am I player one?
Sure. I'm used to not being player one, so otherwise I'll get confused.
So you want to be player two?
Yeah, I'm fine with being player two.
Okay.
I have no preference.
I'm trying to decide if I want to be green guy, because I am, you know, I love green. But I also like this, you know, guy with the little thing on his shoulder.
According to the fandom wiki, his creature is that he is the embodiment of fear. According to the fandom wiki. I usually just call him the Void Boy. But his name, I think his official name is Oz, but you can, again, change the name, so.
Love that. So what's this guy? Is he Frankenstein?
He's a zombie. She's Frankenstein, and then she's like, Fire girl. I don't know.
Fire girl.
Yeah.
I don't know who I want to be. See, this is so difficult. This is like the first big decision. I think I'm going to go with Void Boy because like that's...
He's fun.
I mean, I feel as though he is exactly who I want. No, it can't be that. Okay, go back.
Go back?
Yeah. Can't be that. I never use my real name when I'm playing games.
Okay, then what's your name?
C-H-A-U-D. It's very close to my name, but I started using it for, like, Pokemon, and it's really stuck. Apparently, it means hot in French.
Yeah.
Which is fun. Wait, you know that? Oh, what?
I took French in high school.
I forgot.
For 4 years, and I retained almost nothing.
You and Grace both took French. You outnumber me with that. I took Spanish.
It's because it was the easiest at my school.
It's just hard for me to pick it up because you need a lazy tongue. So let's go with he pronouns.
I never said I picked it up. So he pronouns?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I immediately already want to have sex with the zombie now. Come on, Void Boy. Fuck the zombie.
Oh my god. I'm going to go with...
Flame Girl.
Yeah.
She-Ra.
My full name is too long. I do not care.
I mean, that's fun. She said so, cat.
And we had yet to experience its ultimate challenge, the monster prom. I remember it clearly. 3 weeks were left, and as we fantasized about our dream prom dates, we were all scrambling to catch the attention of one of our 8 most charismatic classmates.
Oh, 8.
Scott Howe, 21. A werewolf athlete who compensated for his rather small brain with a stupidly huge heart.
Okay, 21? What high school is this?
Yeah, so everyone says that. I'm guessing they aged them up because, one, they do a lot of things that are very inappropriate for high schoolers.
Okay.
So, you know, that way they don't run into a Riverdale issue.
Mm.
And then additionally, like, I mean, my argument is, like, it's a monster high school. Are we really trying to follow rules here?
Yeah, but if you're going to do that, you might as well just give them arbitrary ages. Like, they're, like, really
They old. Have a few arbitrary ages as well. We haven't met all of them yet.
Okay.
Okay, so Miranda Vanderbilt, 19. A sweet mermaid princess who is as cute as she was genocidal.
Okay.
Polly Geist, 22. A party ghost with an insatiable hunger for all the wrong things.
Party ghost.
I love her so much. She's probably my favorite character. She's also a fan favorite, so I mean, I'm... Yeah, basic in that sense. Damien LeVay, 21. A fearless demon with a taste for destruction and a love of fire. He has a really fun backstory. The more I learn about him, the more I'm like, interesting. Liam DeLioncourt, 400-something. A hipster vampire whose standoffish demeanor hid the fact that he was a truly lovable dork. Zoe Forever? An eldritch cutie who went from endless of the Dark Realms to ultimate fangirl. Calculester Hewlett-Packard version 1.0. A library computer who had become a sentient robot ready to experience life to its fullest. And Vera Oberlin, 23. A mean self-made Gorgon with a merciless sense of business. It was clear. It had to be one of them. But who?
It had to be. Had to.
Exactly. No other people at the school. We only had 3 weeks to choose our prom date, and even more daunting, we only had 3 weeks to woo them and conquer their heart.
Okay.
But as I already said, we were young and unafraid, and we were ready to start.
Which one of us is doing the over, like, the voiceover?
Well, there's the regular voiceover that's kind of like this. Then there's the narrator, and then you'll have dialogue from each character that shows up.
Oh, there's
on
a narrator as well.
Yeah.
Teen Wolf Magazine. Okay.
Yes. Welcome to Monster Prom's stupidest pop quiz ever. All minds are rotten, but they are rotten in so many different ways.
Oh, goodness.
Worry no more. We're now using our PhD in bullshit to diagnose which kind of deviant sicko you are. Monster Prom's stupidest pop quiz ever, trademark, will throw a bunch of absurd questions at you and turn your answers into character stats. This way, each of you will start by having stats that better reflect your true selves.
Oh, okay.
Let's start.
This is very thoughtful.
Yeah, so we both answered the same question. So, okay. You build a 100-foot statue commemorating an event so that in 1,000 years, archaeologists can learn something about the people of our time. What does the statue represent? Option 1, that mind-blowing twist in your favorite TV show that clearly changed the life of everyone forever, unlike all that boring stuff they show in the news. Option 2, your least favorite political figure being devoured by rabid rhinoceri, which are also covered in badass tattoos. And option 3, that glorious instant when your friends stopped you from texting embarrassing stuff to your ex while hella drunk.
Definitely the first one.
That's my answer as well. The mind-blowing twist in your favorite TV show that clearly changed the life of everyone forever, unlike all that boring stuff they show in the news.
Absolutely. I don't even watch the news.
So we got creative stats from that.
Okay.
How would you talk a cop out of arresting you? Option 1, use your seduction skills. Wink. They don't call it fuck the police for nothing. Option 2, use your gaming skills. Everyone knows that a police officer has to drop any charges on you if you manage to beat them at a fair Yu-Gi-Oh card duel.
I would love that.
And option 3, use your acting skills. Convince the officer you're actually the police. You know what? Go for the overkill. Make them pay you a fine.
You know, I would love if option 2 was actually what would happen, but to be honest, option 1. Let's go with that.
All right, I'm going to go with acting skills. That sounds fun. So you got charming. If you were a product, what would be your slogan? Buy me, I'm good. You won't understand me, and that's how you know I'm cool. I command you to enjoy me. Too expensive for you. Be ready for a long trip together. Extra flammable.
You won't understand me. I feel like that's pretty accurate to me.
Let's see.
Extra flammable.
Will catch on fire. I mean, accurate for, like, the character that I picked. Sure. I'm gonna go with extra flammable. So these are the characters that it matched us with, and we're gonna automatically get, like, a head start with them.
But we don't have to pick them.
No, you don't have to, but, like, so when you... When characters pop up, it's not completely randomized. So if you've been, like, actively pursuing someone, that person will keep popping up everywhere you go.
Wait, what was my answer again? I forgot already.
I'm pretty sure yours matched with Liam, the vampire. He's okay. A hipster. I think it was him. I'm not 100% sure.
That's really funny because I don't want to go with it.
Well, this answer will also match you with someone, so... Okay. What would be the most appealing in a love partner? 1, tentacles. 2, a taste for party. 3, soft fur. 4, a very I don't know how to say that. Personality.
Thunder?
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
Well, 50 gigs of RAM and kawaii eyes.
Tentacles. Because it was in all caps.
Let's see.
50 gigabytes of RAM.
I'm going to go this specifically because I know who it matches with.
Kawaii eyes. That.
Oh, that's actually not who I thought it was, so never mind. I was wrong. She's also fun, though. I love a good chaotic character. Most of them are very chaotic, if we're being real. Alright, so here is where you can decide, like, where you want to go. I'd get rid of that so you could see your stats, but apparently I can't.
Oh, I guess we'll just look at it forever. Go away!
There we go. Fixed it. So those are your stats in the corner. These are all the different locations in the school that you can choose to go to on your turn. You can go in the morning and then in the evening.
I like how my fun stat is a 2.
Yeah. So depending on where you choose to go, you'll gain certain stats. So like wherever you go, you're automatically going to get like 2 of whatever stat you go to. And then based on your interactions, you will either like lose stats or gain stats or gain affection or lose affection.
Sorry, whatever. There's a bug in my drink.
Oh my god. Oh no.
I'm so sad.
The drama.
Oh no, I can't get it. Oh no. I think I got it. It's really gross. Am I still going to drink this drink? Probably.
I mean, yeah, I feel that. So, yeah, basically, depending on where you go, you'll improve certain stats. So, like, if you want to improve your fun, there's a certain place you want to go to improve it. You can use your guessing skills to figure out what might give you what stats. Or, if you want, I can just tell you because I know them all now.
Bathrooms. I want to be fun. I'm going to the bathrooms.
Okay. That day you skip class and just hang out in the bathrooms because you respect no authority. I guess some people just want to watch the world burn by skipping class and hanging out in the bathrooms. You give 0 shits, but you gain 2 boldness. So bathrooms give you boldness.
Oh, okay.
You notice Liam off by himself, happily drawing some steamy hot
yogurt. Yowie? Oh yes. My god.
You head over to say hi, but Zoe beats you there. Hi, Liam. What you doing? Illustrating some erotic fanfic? Can I join you? So these are the 2 that you matched with from the quiz. Okay. So these 2 are probably going to keep popping up. And what's probably going to happen is they're going to give you a question that, depending on your answer, you're going to gain 1 of their affections. So you can pick between these 2 if you really don't want either of them. I mean, you're going to get someone's affection no matter what. But, like, it's going to be harder down the road to pick someone else. So these 2 are going to be your best bet.
Like, I'm going to have to probably choose 1 of them.
You don't necessarily have to, but if you want to do someone else, it's going to be a lot harder because they're going to keep popping up. Specifically, whoever answer matches.
Okay.
Yeah. Fine. I will say, though, her backstory and plot lines tend to be a lot of fun. In my opinion.
Okay, fine. Let's go with it.
Okay.
I want to fuck the demon.
Well, you're going to find him first. Alright, hi Liam, what you doing? Illustrating some erotic fanfic? Can I join you? No and no, you over-enthusiastic poser. For your information, what I'm drawing is called Yao... How do you say it?
Yaoi.
There you go. And it's not fan fiction. It is high art.
Oh, boy.
I know what Yaoi...
Yaoi.
Yaoi. I'll figure it out. I have the internet, too. But what? Isn't... I already forgot.
That. Yaoi kind of, you know, see, problematic.
This is why I never picked up French. Problematic? A thing that I'm doing? How could you even think such a thing?
It's actually Japanese.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I posted in some...
Yaoi online recently, and some people got really mad at me.
How about you just voice her, and I'll voice Leo.
Okay, that's fine. They said it was trivializing authentic gay relationships or something. I just wanted to explore the sexual dynamic between Liam and Damien in comic book form.
Damien's the demon.
That's who I want to fuck!
Okay, first of all, that is my storyline, and you have no right plagiarizing it. Second of all, I already told you Yaoi is high art, and high art is only problematic to cretins.
But if it's high art, why are you drawing two Ninja Turtles giving each other handjobs?
It's called irony. Leave me alone. He's the one who reminds me of someone that I know.
Oh.
So here's the narrator.
I'm curious as to if... Do I know this person?
Yes.
I wonder if it's the same person. Is it the person who showed you this game?
No.
Oh, actually, that's interesting.
You doubt Zoe will leave Liam alone until this disagreement is resolved, which means you've got your work cut out for you. But whose side to support? So this is where you pick, and... You know, you're basically going to be helping out one of them out. So whichever your answer favors, you're going to gain their affection, so that character is going to keep popping up. You can try and go for the demon boy, too, but, like, again, it's going to be harder because the game is already, like, has this head start on one character.
Okay.
Because that happened to me where I just tried so hard to get her the entire game, and then she rejected me because I had almost no chance to actually interact with her.
Mm.
So that's all I'm saying, is you can still go for someone, I'm just saying you're gonna have a better chance with one of these two.
Okay.
So, true, Zoe, Yaoi can be problematic, but only when written through dehumanizing female gaze of male-on-male love. Liam's gaze is unapologetically male, so there's no problem. Don't you see, Liam? Yaoi is the gluten of the art world.
Hmm. See, I really don't... No. I don't know which one will side with who, because the first one sounds like it's siding with the vampire.
Yeah, the first one will be siding with the vampire, and the second one will be siding with Zoe.
Hmm.
Because she's trying to convince him that it's bad, and he's like, nah, it's not.
Okay, I don't think it is, so I guess we'll go with that
one. Yeah, you can go with your heart also.
Yeah, let's go with my heart.
Okay.
True.
So smart. Ordinarily, I eschew the restrictive concept of gender, but for the purposes of winning this argument, I will make an exception. Yes, I am a man, and am immune from all criticism with regards to my Yaoi. Sure, these Ninja Turtles may be giving each other handjobs on this page, but look at the previous page.
They're discussing whether or not to adopt a dog together. That's so sweet and non-expletive. Wait. How do they go from the dog adoption to handjobs in one page? Real questions.
Male relationships are complicated, Zoe. You wouldn't understand.
Yeah, that's really what it is. You're so right, Liam. This sounds so condescending. Male relationships, like the Eldritch horrors of the worm dimension, are beyond mortal comprehension.
Woo! Bullet dodged. You gained 2 fun and 1 charm. And you also, as you saw, got the little heart next to Liam, so that means you gained his affection.
Great, now I'm more fun.
Alright, where do I want to go? Who do I feel like seducing today?
I like how you... Do you already know where everyone is?
Well, they aren't always in different locations. Like, again, once you, like, have a head start on someone, no matter where you go, they're gonna show up. But, like, generally, there are places that match more so with people than others.
Hmm.
Because also, like, certain characters are attached to certain stats more.
Ah, okay.
So, like, with certain characters, you're gonna want really high in some stats, but, like, others don't really matter.
Interesting. All right.
So, like, Miranda, who's the little cute pink girl, you need to be rich. If you don't have enough money, she'll reject you straight up.
So, wow, love that.
Yeah. All right. Where do I want to go? Let's go outdoors. I like going outdoors. That day during recess, you start a half-hour rave that goes full crazy. You have no idea how it escalates so much, but at one point there are like 300 people. Someone summons demons from a nightmare dimension. The consequences might distort the fabric of reality itself, but who cares? It's a rad party. You gain 2 fun.
Okay, why did they say recess? Like, you're not going to recess in high school.
Later, you hear some kind of muffled squawking, and you see that Damien's backpack seems to be thrashing violently. So I can read for her if you want to read for Damien.
Sure.
Yay, Kat is here. I've been waiting all day to show someone Damien's cock.
Miranda, do you ever listen to yourself talk?
Miranda pulls Damien's cock out of his backpack, and the rooster begins preening himself contentedly. Isn't he the sweetest little thing? I love it when they animate her face to look like that. She has, like, little stars over her eyes. It's great.
Oh, he looks very evil. I love it. I really want to fuck him. Yes. Yeah, we're going to use him for cockfighting.
Specifically, we're going to have him cockfight the cockfighters to teach them a lesson about why you shouldn't make cocks cockfight.
Now, we just gotta find a way to make sure that our cock wins the anti-cockfighting cockfight.
Let's see, so my options are lift the rooster's spirits with a romantic proposal, give your cock a cock ring. This cock isn't an expert on violence. You are, Damien. Go undercover as a rooster.
Oh, boy.
Interesting choices here. I don't think I've ever heard the word cock used so much in 1 minute.
Have you not had this interaction before?
No. Again, they have a lot of different, like, things, and especially with the DLC, there are even more things, and I haven't played the DLC a lot yet, because I just got it, like, yesterday.
Oh, so fun.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with the cock isn't an expert on violence, you are, Damien. Go undercover as a rooster. So creative. Oh wait, no, this is you.
Aw, man. How did I not think of that? I love finding opportunities for violence.
With that, you, Damien, and Miranda get to work on Damien's incredible chicken outfit. It's sort of just a yellow jumpsuit with feathers and haphazardly glued to it, but people are dumb, so it might work. You follow them to the cockfight, where Damien immediately begins to fight the cockfighters with all his skills at violence. And his very convincing rooster impression. Baka, motherfuckers, Damien yells, punching someone in the face. Cock-a-doodle-fucking-do.
Oh, goodness.
Squawk, I can only fly 200 feet, he says as he delivers a flying kick to the knee. Cheep, cheep, squawk, I live on every continent but Antarctica and can live for 15 years, as he shouts as he karate chops someone's clavicle. You're not sure that actual roosters just scream facts about themselves to prove their identities, but Damien has won the fight by a landslide, and you can tell he's thrilled with his violence, and with you. You gain 2 boldness and 1 fun.
Oh, boy.
So Damien likes me now.
What an adventure. Let's trade places.
So everybody chooses a place. So this is going to decide, like, what order we get to pick places in, because as you saw, once you pick to go to a place, the other person can't go to that place.
Yeah. Okay, so what are we doing now?
So we choose a place, and then we say it out loud. Like, we can, like, count to 3 and then say it out loud. Place.
Auditorium.
It can be any place, like, in the world.
Oh, any place in the world. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't specify.
Okay, I got one.
Okay, so do I. On the count of 3. 3, right. 2, 1,
Hawaii. Taj Mahal.
Okay, so you said Taj Mahal and I said Hawaii. Let's see what they have to say. So a player order is decided based on how bizarre it would be if after your great uncle dies, you discover his last will is to be buried in that place.
See, it would be way weirder to be buried in the Taj Mahal.
I think so. I think that'd be really hard.
Exactly.
So yeah, I'll give you that. That's harder.
I didn't even know what the Taj Mahal is exactly, other than like a big palace, I think.
I want to say there's like, you know, actually, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not even going to say anything because I don't know. Okay. So this means that you get to go first in this round.
Great. I love it.
So it's lunchtime. So this is the only time you really get to actively pick who to interact with, because you can pick who to sit with. One thing is this little purple cat girl. Her name's Valerie. But basically, anytime you go to where she is, you're going to the store. So you don't interact with anyone, but you can buy something that can help your stats, or it can, like, trigger an event, which might lead to a secret ending. So...
Can I buy drugs from her?
I do actually think one of the things you can buy is a pile of cocaine, but it's not always there, and it's very expensive, so you need to make sure you have money. Like, if you have one money, don't go to the store unless you want a tampon. Because that's the only thing you can afford. Like, a used tampon.
Ew! Why?
There's actually, one of the plot lines actually does ask for it. But fun fact, when I was playing with someone, they didn't have enough money, so they just bought the tampon, because why not? And then they unlocked an achievement called Pervert. So, which was buying a tampon for no reason.
I love it. Yeah. I love that. What's really funny is I feel like you would need the tampon to interact with the vampire.
No, actually, it's for a different plot line.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it before. It's a good time. Yeah, so you can just pick where to sit. You can see all the characters here. Usually, I will say with side characters, it's nice because if it's just a side character, there's no risk because you just are going to gain something. It's just a matter of what you get.
I'm wondering, should I fuck the robot?
He's pretty fun. I have seduced him before.
Seduced.
So, yes.
Yeah,
this is your room to kind of play and really, like, meet everyone, you know? See a meet and greet.
Is this the only time?
Because it's still early enough that if you want to change paths, now's the time to do it. If you do it too late, you're not going to have time to actually romance anyone.
Oh, okay, so I can actually romance the demon.
You can try.
The funny thing is, you say it as if, like, it's not going to happen. You're like, you can try.
No, again, it's really like that, because also some of them are really hard. Like... He's one of the harder ones. Like, Connor tried to seduce him once. I said someone's name. That's fine.
I'll just bleep it, I guess.
But one person we know, he tried to seduce him once, and Damien fought him at prom.
Wow.
Yeah, because he made Damien so mad that Damien fought him at prom. So, like, you know, and, like, Vera the Gorgon, she is so harsh when she rejects you. Like, it kind of hurts. So, like, some of them are pretty hard. But, like...
You really have to wonder, like, what that person was thinking when they wrote that. You're like, what bullshit did you go through?
Because one of her whole things is that she's mean, and one of Damien's things is that he's aggressive and loves violence. So, like... But, yeah.
See... I feel like because I'm the embodiment of fear, I feel like we would get along just because on that basic level, he's just like, I like violence. Then I'm like, I'm fear.
So do you want to go to that table then?
No. Okay. I think, I'm trying to decide if I want to fuck the robot. This is a really hard decision. Is this the only time I'm ever going to get to do this?
No, you'll get to do this 3 times.
Okay, cool.
Because each week you basically have morning, noon, evening. And then noon is when you get to pick who to sit with.
Okay, so, all right, let's go sit with the vampire. I've already put in the work with him, so I might as well try and, like, wait. If I want to change paths and, like, play the field a little bit, should I...
Now's a better time to do it.
Okay, then the robot. I want to go fuck the robot.
Vera is spending her lunch period scheming, as usual. Calculester looks on in a mechanical approximation of dismay. So I can read for her, and you can read for Calculester?
Yeah.
Now, if I can just get the poison into the next shipment of cafeteria food, the starving students will be forced to pay me inflated prices for my authentic food flakes.
Vera, no, do not do this.
Why? Have you determined that it's unprofitable?
No. I'm trying to sound like a robot.
Are you looking for a cut?
Negative.
Are you a RoboCop? You have to tell me if you're a RoboCop.
I am not a law officer. But what you are planning to do is wrong.
Agree to disagree.
Error. Cannot comply with internally contradictory instructions. Meltdown imminent.
Uh-oh, this could get ugly. You need to chill Calculester out, or convince Vera to change her ways. Don't worry, Cal. Vera's just being helpful. Sure, the poison may kill some people, but those who survive will be more resistant to poison in the future. Or whatever. And the other option is, Calculester is right, Vera. I mean, did you even check to see if your poison is vegan-friendly?
I'll go with Calculester is right.
Okay. My god, you're right. My go-to poison uses basilisk blood as a base.
So she's vegan?
Yes.
Great.
It's good for routine political assassinations and killing people who disagree with me, but for a mass operation like this, the basilisk rights activists will be up in arms, and some of them have a lot of arms, because they're octopi.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, well, back to the drawing board. Looks like I'll have to find a plant-based poison to work with.
Analysis. Friend is still attempting an unethical plan, but on a longer time scale. And with animal-friendly ingredients. Oh my god, what did he say? What did he say?
What? I don't know.
I heard him say something, like, really far in the background.
Yeah.
Maybe I should wear headphones when I play this.
Or you can just turn the volume up. It's pretty quiet right now.
It's fine.
Because, you know, we're recording.
Yeah. I accept this marginal improvement, Chad. You are technically a good person.
Aw, he likes you, probably.
Probably.
And you did gain his affection. You got a little heart from him, so.
Yay.
So hopefully he'll continue showing up for you. Alright, you know what? I think I might go with Demon Boy since I got a head start on him. You come upon Damien sneering at Miranda's elaborate silverware spread while her eating serfs chow down obediently at a neighboring table. I'm gonna read from him again.
Yeah. I still don't get why you collect all these stupid forks and spoons and shit. I mean, even the knives don't really look that deadly.
Silly boy, this silverware is not for killing.
Things can be for stuff other than killing? That's lame as hell. It's technically useless. I mean, you don't even eat. Your serfs do that for you.
Well, of course they do.
But they're not using any of your silverware.
Naturally they aren't. Serfs must eat with their hands, as befits the lower classes.
So you're saying this silverware collection has no practical purpose?
Things have practical purposes? These two could go round and round like this forever, unless you say something to resolve the dispute. Option one. Damien's right, Miri. Maybe it is time you started murdering people with your silverware. And then, lay off Miranda, Damien. What about your collection of exotic corpses? Which I have picked that option before, and it's very funny. But I'm gonna go with Damien's right, because I'm trying to go for Damien right now. I mean, I was just giving her shit, but I am in... This is you, actually. I'm sorry for you. I'm so sorry.
I mean, I was just giving her shit... But I am in favor of any plan that gets more people murdered.
Oh, how barbaric. Are you sure that's the right thing to do?
Yup, 100%. Absolutely.
Well, all right then. Yum Yum, Daisy, take the sharpest of these silvered wares in your filthy peasant hands and go a-murdering, would you?
I was kind of hoping that you would do the murdering yourself.
If we're living in an age wherein a lady can outsource her senseless murders to her servants, I don't know what the world is coming to.
You know what? She's right.
She's pretty funny.
Fair enough. As long as the murders get done, I guess I don't care.
Miranda even outsources some silverware murder to you and Damien as a team. It really brings you closer to each other.
Oh, great. Love that.
All right, everyone chooses a movie.
I'm going to choose a movie I haven't seen.
Oh, boy. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Legally Blonde. I saw it.
Oh, wow. Didn't even try that hard. I literally just, like, looked off into the sky and thought of something.
So player orders decided based on how weird it would be to watch porn based on the selected movie. Start debating now. Yeah, I'm going up. I'm not even going to argue.
Absolutely.
That's definitely up.
I love up. Poor.
Great. Well, someone did like Cars 2 or something like that once, and we were like, well, guess that's the winner.
Cars 2, the porn.
All right, so where do you want to go? So if you go to the auditorium, you'll be going to the store, like I mentioned earlier. So
I don't have, I probably don't have enough money to buy cocaine for no reason.
Probably not. You're going to have to, I can tell you where to go for more money, though, if you want me to tell you, or you can figure it out yourself.
It's fine. Buying the cocaine is just for fun. Let's see. It's kind of like when I do it in The Sims, where it's just like, I can make them do cocaine, and I'm like, it's fun. And then they're like, I'm high on cocaine, and then they'll crash. It's really hilarious when they crash, because they're just all, like, sad for no reason.
Oh my god.
It's fun to get my Sims addicted to drugs. Let's go
so
outdoors.
You should be playing for Polly, because she's a drug addict.
Let's go for the outdoors. Okay. I want to see what's out there.
That day during recess, you start a half-hour rave that goes full crazy. Everything is fine until Juan, the small magical Latino cat, asks you what you think you're doing. Damn, you didn't remember you suck at dancing. But you decide to go all in and pretend it's a new dance move, apparently called the Groovy Moussaka. Juan looks at you and he asks you to teach him the Groovy Moussaka. In no time, half the party is following your steps, enjoying the Groovy Moussaka all together. It's a party to remember. You gain 2 fun and a cool story to tell your grandkids someday.
I'm really building my lowest stat. I'm doing this by accident.
Nice. You spot Liam showing calculus or some images on his phone. 2 of your classmates interacting without your interference? Unacceptable. You saunter over. I call this one mournful macaroni on polyurethane cafeteria tray. If I had to describe it, I would say that it is haunting, challenging, and very artistic.
Adjectives: acknowledge, appreciating art.
Well, if you appreciate that one, you'll really appreciate this next one. I call it pickled beets, and it is, obviously, even more artistic than the last piece I showed you.
Query: how much of an artistic is image 2 JPEG relative to image 1 JPEG?
Well, a lot more.
Invalid quantity. Please provide a mathematical value. Oh, sorry, numerical.
Close enough. Well, that's a ridiculous question. Everyone knows that art can't be objectively measured.
Counterclaim: all things can be objectively measured. Temperature, altitude, smarts, boldness, charm.
Hilarious, because those are stats. It seems like Calculester is going to list every single thing he can think of and or look up, and that's a pretty long goddamn list. Looks like you need to resolve this, but whose side are you on? So, now's important, because this is a when the paths may fork out.
I like how I got to this point super quick.
Yeah. You got lucky, because again, sometimes you can actively pursue someone and the game's like, nah, we're not doing that for you. Alright, so the options are, there are certainly some things that can't be measured. Calculester, like the admiration I feel for Liam. Wow, Liam, it's like you haven't read the obscure yet definitive classic. All art can be objectively measured, and this book will show you exactly how, by Kandinsky's extremely literal twin brother.
Okay, so the second one is a really funny response.
Yeah.
But that's something I would, like, come up with if I, like, went home and then thought about the conversation I had.
Yeah. So do you want, so you can choose it from your heart?
Yeah, I'm going with my heart.
Okay. Then that's more fun anyways, because honestly, I think it's easier. That's how I got Polly very easily. Because aside from the drug and sex addiction, we have a lot in common.
I'm going with the beat of my heart, which is the first one. There are certainly some things that can't be measured.
So charming. Absurd. Okay, this is you.
Absurd. Attempting to measure Chad's admiration for Liam. Error 20x6 undefined term love at line 797. Try humility subroutine. I should be a voice actor.
You should. You're doing great.
Forgive me, mathematical hubris. Clearly, the admiration you feel is too great to measure. As indicated by the fact that you are using this totally unrelated artistic debate as an opportunity to hit on him.
Oh, is that what's going on? I'm completely unflattered or whatever.
Indeed. Chad, I am disappointed not to be your choice for prom, but I respect your decision. Oh no! See, now I want to fuck the robot even more! He's totally okay with me letting him down.
The worst part is, okay, so when I was trying to seduce the robot once, I accidentally killed his plant, and it was heartbreaking. He's like, you killed my friend, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. I felt so bad.
I can't wait to see what results this yields. I will leave you to your canoodling. I think I overloaded a capacitor? Okay. Capacitor attempting to measure your affection. I must replace it.
Good thing he didn't notice you screwing with his circuitry to prevent him from calculating your admiration. I almost lost that argument.
Yeah, that's what happened.
The truth is, since Liam is actually just a character in a video game, your admiration for him probably could be objectively measured. But I think it's best for everyone that if that number remains a secret, you gain 2 fun and 1 smarts.
Okay, my stats are looking pretty nice, except for money. I need to get some more bank.
You do. Let's go to the bathrooms.
Can I do it by having sex with a classmate?
I mean, if they give you that option. I went on a double date with 2 people once. It was great. Like, not like a double date, but like, I went on a date with 2 people at the same time. And while seducing someone else.
Honestly, this sounds...
It went really well. Our date was so good.
Honestly, it sounds like me playing The Sims.
Yeah, yeah. That day you skip class and just hang out in the bathrooms because you respect no authority. While in the bathroom, you tell yourself in the mirror that you're so bold, you would kill a tiny, big-eyed turtle with your bare hands. That monstrous act would instantly give you 500 boldness. But come on, you're just talking to yourself in the mirror. What's the merit in that? You know what? You can keep 2 boldness anyway for saying that to yourself out loud.
Wow. Love it.
You see Damien about to punch some noob when suddenly a dimensional portal opens between the 2 of them. Hey, or you can do this. I want to do the prince. I love him.
Honestly, I'm looking at his character design right now, and I love him too.
He's a piece of shit, and I love him.
I would totally ask him to prom.
Arem has tried. I don't know if the game lets you. We haven't figured out how yet.
Oh, this now that this is like an actual thing, I'm definitely gonna figure it out. Yeah. I'll put it on our Twitch.
Great.
Okay, so Damien, right? All right.
Yeah.
Hey, what the hell? I was about to punch that noob.
There will be plenty of noobs to punch my fearsome paramour when you are mine.
Oh, love it. What?
I have traveled across time and space to find a fit commander for my armies and for my bedroom.
Oh, you want me to come to your space kingdom so you want me to so we can kill people and fuck?
I wouldn't put it quite so crassly.
I love that. Well, I would, and that sounds doper than hell. Which isn't hard because hell is lame, but still.
But if Damien goes to another dimension to fucking kill people, how will he fucking kill people with you? There's only one thing to do. Defeat the prince's entire shitty army using nothing but a colander and a grapefruit. Show Damien a picture of the prince's armies wearing clown shoes and assless chaps. So this is one where basically whatever answer I have will either make me gain or lose stats. And if you fuck up a lot with one person, like, they'll reject you.
I don't know. So, I really want you to, like, show Damien a picture of the prince's army.
Like, I want to do that, but I feel like the first one will be the correct answer, quote unquote.
Yeah, the weird thing is I don't know which direction either of these is gonna go.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Also, because there's some that, like, seem obvious, and then they just, like, fucking flip it on you. So the game does a really good job of, like, keeping you on your toes.
I like that. I like how they make it very ambiguous.
They do. Like, it is not obvious.
It's a lot like life. You never really know how people are gonna respond.
Yeah. Alright, I'm gonna try the first one and see what happens. Ha! So bold. Armed with your trusty colander helm and furious grapefruit, you charge through the rift. The prince's army, it turns out to be just 3 dudes, and one of these dudes is just 2 toddlers in a trench coat.
Why?
You strain the shit out of them, squeeze grapefruit juice into their wounds, and toss what's left into a volcano. And what's more, you livestream the entire thing for Damien to watch back home. When you get back, he's applauding. Holy sh- Oh, wait, no, this is you, sorry.
Holy shit, that was wicked! I've never seen someone use so- be so gratuitous with a grapefruit. Screw this interdimensional a-hole. I want you to teach me about using limes as an offensive weapon.
The prince slinks back to his kingdom to recruit a new shitty army while you teach Damien the mysteries of the citrus foo. You gain 2 charm and 1 boldness.
Aw, but I want the weird dude to come back. The weird prince.
He will probably show up again. He shows up frequently. His type is high school kids, which is interesting.
Interesting.
Alright, so something happened to you over the weekend. We're about to find out what.
Oh, goodness.
On Saturday night, you're at a cool pizza place that cooks pizza in a real pizza oven. Little did you expect that when the chef opens the oven to get your pizza, Damien appears from the flames. How does that work? Can he teleport through fire? Has he been waiting inside the oven this whole time just to make a kick-ass entrance? Ah, the mystery. My dude, I fucking hate needing people's help, but I might need yours. Don't let it get to your head or I'll stab you, so I don't have time to owe you anything. Enough threats. Here's the deal, fuckhead. I might or might not feel attracted to your buddy, Cat.
Okay.
You know the one. Always making absurd choices, being equal parts stupidly sexy and sexily stupid with a nice booty. I'm thinking, Damien. But I don't want to get my feelings hurt by rushing into love without proper judgment. My dads always say, he has 2 dads, by the way.
Okay.
If you love someone, shoot them and see what happens. Great, you know, fatherly what? Advice, right?
I honestly was going to say yes, it is. It's very good advice.
Yeah. Thing is, Principal Giant Spider, my therapist, and the rule of law all seem to think that shooting someone to check if they're the one is not very legal.
Principal Giant Spider.
Yes. That's their principal.
I love it.
They have strongly recommended that I do all that on what they call a theoretical level, like imagining the whole thing. But imagining is for losers, and since you both know Cat... Since you both know Kat and are a loser yourself, I know you could tell me, what would Kat do if I were to shoot her?
You know, this... You really have to go with a theoretical, like, not a theoretical, a metaphorical shooting them. Like, do something that feels like a great betrayal and see what happens. I mean, although that does seem like a very bad method, but, you know... You know, we love drama. Let's do it.
Well, your options here are Kat is all about getting shot. She goes to the doctor every day just to get a shot, and shots are the only thing she does when partying. So I think you can give her a shot.
You know what? Don't even read the second one. Go with the first one. I need no more answers.
Great. Thank you, because you just wingman for me. Whoa, that's convenient. I have the feeling dating me could increase someone's chances of getting shot. Or stabbed. You don't get to be as big an asshole as me without making some enemies along the way.
Why are you getting shot at all the time? He acts like he's a rapper in a rap feud.
I would feel bad if my loved one was to get shot because of me. But knowing Kat is so into getting shot is a relief. I fucking hate guilt.
Is he the Tupac of the school?
Okay, it seems like my heart isn't being a drunk idiot this time. I might be onto something nice.
Okay.
And who knows? If she is so into getting shot, I might add some spice into my foreplay, if you know what I mean.
I hope you shoot with a god gun from Supernatural.
Oh, no. I mean shooting Kat before having sex with her, just to be clear. Wowee, you're welcome, Kat, both for getting you some demon dick and for the blood loss you're about to experience. You had too much blood anyway.
You're welcome.
Thanks for that demon dick, Chad.
You're welcome.
You get 3 charm for being such a good friend.
Hey, building those stats. My boldness could use a... Oh, that's not me. Is it me? Oh, it is me. My boldness could use a boost.
All right, so everyone chooses a song.
Hmm. Okay. Oh, you know what? And
yeah?
That's the song. And no, I know what my song is.
I got 2.
Okay.
Alright, 3, 2, 1. Unwritten. Waka Waka. Amazing. Wait.
Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
Okay, player order is decided based on how much more patriotic you would feel if the song became the new anthem of your country.
Oh, definitely Waka Waka.
Great.
Although, both of them feel like they would be great anthems. Like,
I would be so down for either of them.
Steer me at the bike.
Bye, bye.
I wish I would have picked Party in the USA because I've said that we should change the national anthem to that.
That'd be amazing.
So many times.
Well, we can randomize it and have the game choose for us.
Yeah, sure. Like, it was honestly, it's a draw. We both would equally be happy.
I could, yeah, I'd be equally happy with both.
Hey, I mean, we made a... Wait, were you there when we made the Waka Waka tutorial video?
I wasn't there. Or wait, no, yeah, I was. That was the one that got lost.
Yes, I'm still upset about
it. But no, I was
it.
There. I made a new one the next year.
Oh, fun.
Which a friend of ours found recently. Not sure how. Anyways, but that is on the internet somewhere.
Well, that's going on the Instagram.
Great.
Who's right. gonna go? Oh, and it's I still go first.
You. So rude.
I'm so lucky.
Okay.
I'm a star.
Oh my god. Alright, so where are you going?
Gonna go get some cocaine. I need to learn how to get some money. Where can I get some money?
The library.
That's like not where you would expect. But
see, the thing is, the library at this school, no one reads. Everyone's always just doing shady things on computers.
Sure, let's go to the library. I feel like I'll run into my vampire boyfriend at this point.
Yeah. You might even run into Calculester, since the library is where he came from, since he's a library computer.
Oh, true.
That day, you spend some time on the library's PCs, managing your start kicker.
Okay.
You deceive lots of people with a sensationalist video and impossible promises. Nice! You gain 100,000 money, but almost everything goes to cover costs, and you keep only 2 money.
Okay.
Liam and Damien stand over a pile of books Liam has gathered. They're scowling intently, as if the books have personally wronged them. Our school teaches the most common mainstream basic material imaginable. I think there's only... Actually, you read.
I think there's only one thing we can do, really.
Petition the school to include works of value.
Burn the books.
Damien, you're absolutely right. The fight against anti-intellectualism must be telegraphed into strong action, not just empty words. Damien snaps his fingers and the books burst into flames. You have to admit, between a petition and fire, fire is the much cooler option. Unfortunately, it's at this exact moment that Crazy Martin chooses to appear.
Oh no. No, 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 not again. He always thinks these things are my fault. Just because they are.
I can't get detention. I'm seeing a nondescript yogurt resort concert this weekend, and the band only plays once in a blue moon when the lunar eclipse lines up with... There's no time to let Liam finish. Quick, step in and be the hero they need. I'm just used to saying the hero they deserve, you know?
Well, I am the hero they deserve. All right,
so your options. Tell him there is a 3-horned paper gobbler on the loose that was planning to devour the entire collection, or burn down the entire library. No point of origin, no proof of culprit.
Good question. I feel like... The weird thing is, I feel like the second one, it will make me... less favorable to the vampire because I feel like he's going to be upset that he burned out all the books.
I have no idea, so.
All you, see, bud. This is a hard question.
Yeah, it is. It gets harder as the game goes on.
Also, this is a hard choice right now because I said that I wanted to fuck the demon, but once I come to the interaction where I can actually interact with him, I don't know what to do. Especially since you have such a head start with him already.
Yeah. I mean, he already said he has feelings for me.
I know, so nothing I do for him at this point will probably work. Ugh, damn it. Burn down the library. Let's just do that, because I wanted to do it anyway.
Yeah, follow your heart. Not so bold. So, this is the wrong quote-unquote answer. Quickly thinking, you add more books to the fire. And more. And more. And even more than that. And even more than that. And even more... You fool! You've obstructed our only means of egress?
Fuck, dude! I like fire, but this right here is too much fire. I've never said that before. I don't even know who I am anymore.
Luckily, Crazy Martin jumps in with a fire extinguisher, saving you all from the onslaught of flames. Less luckily, he is now hauling all of your asses to detention.
Damn it. Fuck. Who would have ever thought that an arson would... could sometimes be bad. Everybody.
It is a fundamental injustice of the world that my actions sometimes have consequences.
Oh, goodness.
That's a mood. Worst of all, thanks to Crazy Barton's quick intervention, the library is still standing, which means more reading is inevitable. Gross. You lose 2 fun and 1 boldness.
Oh, no. I work so hard for my fun. And I also got no money out of that. Oh, wait, no, I did get some money. I lied.
Go to the gym.
It's going to the gym, everybody.
That day, an epic dodgeball match takes place. Everything seems lost, but you deliver an inspirational speech that fuels your team's spirit, leading to a spectacular comeback. You're clearly a natural-born leader. You gain 2 charm. Afterwards, you spot Coach ranting excitedly at Damien. Better go save them from each other. I like to call Coach Tony the Tiger, because that's what he looks like to
me. He kind of does. Can I fuck the coach?
You can try.
I'll be the coach?
Sure, go ahead.
What I'm trying to say, son, is that you're full to the gills with untapped potential.
I don't have gills.
Then whatever you breathe in, that's what you're filled up with.
My lungs?
He kind of does look a little bit like Colonel Sanders. Like, a little bit.
Yeah.
Sure, your lungs are full of untapped potential, and you know what they say.
I don't.
Untapped potential is like untapped maple syrup. It just sits in your lungs where it can't go on anyone's pancakes.
What does this have to do with me creating a super special custom workout?
I really think I picked the best accent for his dialogue.
Did. I love it.
Your potential, Damien, we gonna tap into it. If you can design a workout that strengthens your specific talents,
then this will still be a really dumb conversation. But it's also an opportunity for you to bond with Damien. So you suggest obstacle course through a burning building. It'll make you a better arsonist. Or an ambitious regimen of powerlifting. It'll make you a better hairdresser?
I feel like the first one.
So, because I was on the fandom wiki today, I think I'm gonna try the second one because I have a hunch. I might be wrong though, so like.
I love that.
I was right. I saw something on the fandom wiki that said apparently he wants to be a hairstylist.
That is so unexpected.
Yeah, right? Again, the character development is, like, really there. Okay, so keep reading, because I'm hoping that they'll go into that a little bit.
A hairdresser?
A hairdresser?
Why didn't you tell me you wanted to be a hairdresser?
Because I, totally don't.
Oh, that's too bad. At sports college, I actually minored in hairdressing.
Of course you did. Oh, well, it would be a shame not to use your talents. I guess I'll do some totally lame hairdressing workouts.
Hooray! Let's do it!
Coach leads Damien through the most intense hairdressing workout you've ever seen. Granted, you haven't seen many hairdressing workouts, but this is definitely super intense.
Pump that iron! Heat that iron! Curling iron! Curling iron! Bicep curls! Jared curls! All the other kind of curls! Bob and weave. Weave that bob. Bob that weave.
I'm doing it. I'm tapping my potential. The maple syrup is draining out of my fucking lungs. You never realized how much overlap there is between sports and hairdressing. Go figure. You gain 2 smarts and 1 fun.
Oh, what a fun time that was.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Let's trade places.
Part of their body. This part never goes well for me.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yes.
As Beyonce once said.
3, 2, 1,
clavicle.
Player orders decide based on how cool it would be if that part of your body, and only that part of your body, had superhuman regeneration.
Yeah, clavicle doesn't seem fun.
No.
For once, you go first.
Hell yeah!
Only this one time, though.
Lunchtime. Ooh, okay. So as you can see, we have a couple of side characters who are coming in. So we have this one over here, who's kind of like think female version of Damien.
Okay.
And then over here is the Slayer, who was personally one of my favorite characters. Because she's extremely chaotic. So I have to ask you, do you want to sit with the Slayer or no? Because if you don't sit with her, I want to. But otherwise, I might sit with Damien because I want to talk to that other chick too. I won't talk to either of them, but I love the Slayer. So if you aren't interested in talking with her, I will. Because I just want to see what she has to say.
I'm not. I'm probably going to try and repair my relationship with the vampire boyfriend.
True. All right, I'm going to go hit up Slayer then. She's very chaotic.
Okay.
You're taking a break from socializing to eat your lunch when someone punches you in the knee. It's the Slayer, and she's hiding under your table. Deep knee pain, freak. Now I'm going to punch your other... Ow! You just threw your apple at her. Finally, a use for that red delicious. You defeated the Slayer. She flees, leaving two choice pieces of loot behind. The loot flashes rapidly, getting ready to disappear, almost as if you're in some kind of video game? No time to contemplate the nature of existence. Pick some loot before it's all gone. Let's see. So my first option is garlic, rice, and holy water. One monster's weakness is another monster's dinner. And then a gun that shoots stakes with each shit burned into the side of them. Interesting.
I wonder what your answer will be. I feel like the second one will be more beneficial for what your journey you're on, but
yeah, because normally if you go with a side character, the whole perk of like not trying to romance someone is that like you're gonna gain something either way. Like you may not have get a wrong answer, at least in the experience I've had. I'm not an expert in this game yet. I've only been playing for like a couple of weeks now.
Only a couple of weeks.
I mean, like, I haven't played, like, that consistently. Yeah, I'm gonna go with a gun that shoots stakes with each shit burned into the side of them. See what happens.
Yeah, that seems fun.
You scoop up the sweet-ass gun and go about your day. Obviously, you're not gonna use it to kill any of your classmates. You're a monster, not a monster. But later in biology class, the teacher calls on you without warning. You panic, because who has the time to do the reading when you're trying to smooch your classmates? But your panic turns into self-assurance when you do hear the teacher's question, "What do flies do?" Rather than responding with lame-ass spoken words, you respond by firing a wooden stake straight into the chalkboard. "Eat shit!" exclaims the teacher. "Why, that's exactly right. Congratulations." You meant to shoot the teacher, but hey, whatever works. You gain 4 boldness.
Wow. Love it.
Yeah.
You're such an edgy teen.
Thank you.
I'm gonna go sit with Vampire Boyfriend.
Okay.
Although, I'm like, should I sit with a werewolf guy? But...
He's funny.
Trying to romance him at this point feels like it probably won't go well for me.
You can try, but it would be hard.
He feels like a jock, so let's just go with Vampire Boyfriend.
Okay. You know the old joke, a robot and a vampire sit down at a cafeteria table to not eat.
Friend Liam, you sure seem quite focused. Thus, I apologize for interrupting.
Mm?
But I cannot help but notice that you are frequently absorbed in your technology to the exclusion of all else.
Mm.
As a piece of technology myself, I must admit to being sympathetic. Being the synthetic?
Yeah, the synthetic
equivalent of flattered. Almost like synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
But something does not quite compute. I spend my days and nights longing for organic connection. Trying and failing to artificially generate a sensation of being loved. But you, with the entire organic population of this high school... at your fingertips, choose to instead use those fingertips to stimulate your smartphone device. It intensifies my loneliness just to watch.
Lean into that feeling. Loneliness is the third coolest emotion, right behind sounder?
I guess.
And none.
I do not wish to lean into the feeling, Liam. I wish for you to lean out of it.
You don't know what you're asking, Cal. Do you know how many photos are shared on Instagram alone every hour?
3,958,333.33 repeating.
It was supposed to be a rhetorical question, but you've only strengthened my point, which is this. What if, while I was away from my phone seeking organic connection, one of those Instagram posts were to be bad? Who would post a devastatingly condescending emoji? Who would ironically share it along with a gif of Marcel Duchamp languidly smoking a cigarette? Who, I ask you? Who? The internet is defenseless without me. I cannot miss a moment.
Counterpoint. This is unhealthy and bad, and you should not do it anymore.
Wow, things are getting pretty heated at this cafeteria table. You better resolve this dispute one way or another before your ice cream melts. Leave Liam alone, Calculester. Not everyone has a super potent microprocessor for a brain so that they can receive internet updates while interacting with people. Check your robo-privilege. Calculester is right, Liam. How about instead of burying your pink-tinged nose in your phone, you get updates via a puppet show, Calculester, and I will now perform for you.
I really don't know what to go with on this one. Because,
well, here's another chance to get with Robot Boy. It's up to
you. I know. This is... Weirdly enough, I do, I kind of do side with Calculester, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't know. I feel like one is like way harsher than the other. Like, check your robo privilege. I feel like really rude for saying that. He's brand new.
That's very on brand for the robot boy. Or not robot boy, for the vampire guy. Like, that's very on brand for him.
What, for saying check your robo privilege?
Yes.
Ugh. Okay, well, I'm gonna go with Calculester is right, then.
Okay, Calculester is right. Puppet show?
I would be grateful for the opportunity to engage in your organic lifeform custom of pretending inanimate objects as I once was, have thoughts and feelings and opinions, as I now do.
Of course, a robot doing a puppet show. It's so meta.
All that I do is metal, for metal is what I am made of. Incorrect auditory input. Apologies. I didn't realize that you said meta. The puppet show will be meta, friend Liam. We will make it all that you want and more.
And so you do. Calculester uses the internet in his mind to get all the information Liam would have gotten from his various platforms. Which you and Calculester then translate through puppetry in the style of Bunraku, Weiyang, Kalut, Gagnol Marionettes, and Julie Taymor.
I don't know what any of those words
Neither
were.
Neither do I. Liam is finally off his phone, and you and Calculester have a wonderful and artistic bonding experience.
So, I seduced all the boys at the table. Did my milkshake bring all the boys
Maybe
to the table?
Maybe it'll end in a threesome.
I love it. I'm going to ask both boys to prom.
Oh my god. Alright. Everybody chooses an animal, so pick an animal.
Okay, I think I got one.
I have one too. Alright, so 3, 2, 1.
Red panda.
Fish. Great. Player orders decided based on how hilarious it would be if Cat died after being attacked by 8 of the selected animal.
Oh, well, definitely goldfish.
Yeah. Great.
Let's do this! Where will she go? Who will she be? I wonder if 7 money is enough to buy the cocaine.
I don't remember. It might be 10. I'm gonna go to the bathrooms again. That day you visit the bathrooms to take a number 2. Don't worry, there won't be an illustration of that specific moment. Thing is, you make one of the boldest decisions in your life. You don't put paper on the toilet seat before using it. Look at you, you crazy bastard. You gain 2 boldness and probably 1 staphylococcus with a slight chance of 1 STD.
I have no idea what that means.
I have no idea either. There are a lot of words in this game I do not know. Calculester wanders in. He likes to pretend to pee because it makes him feel alive, but stops dead when he sees what Damien and Vera are doing.
Friend Damien, friend Vera, why are you affixing a battle axe to the chassis of a small and lovable robolet.
Calculester, just the machine I wanted to see.
Help us cover this robot with weapons so we can win season 6 of bot battles? The fuck is bot battles? I feel like I know what that is. Whatever. I'm not sure. This is a good idea.
But our goals are noble. I intend to spend the prize money on an elephant jacket made of several seals.
And what? Yeah, and I want to fuck up a bunch of nerds' property. I am sorry, pals, but I do not support...
Sorry. Oop.
And a whoop.
I cut him off. I think he said robot violence.
Yeah.
Suddenly, the tiny killer robot springs to life and embraces Calculester's leg with its scorpion claws. Papa, it chirps.
His name is Computerence, and I must protect him.
That settles it, then. Better come up with an unbeatable strategy to make sure little Terrence doesn't get hurt in the tournament. Oh, no.
Oh, you picked one.
I don't even
one.
Know what I picked, but apparently it was the right answer.
Catherine's hitting buttons now, so...
I'm just keyboard smashing this entire game. That's my winning strategy. Alright, well, whatever I picked seemed to be right, and Damien says...
Uploading CPUs? That sounds like nerd shit.
Yes, Damien, it is nerd shit, but this nerd shit, as you call it, could lead to the deaths of countless thousands.
Oh, sick, I'm in. Let's upload the fuck out of whatever.
Yes, good. And when the robots rise up and destroy their masters, there'll be no one guarding the prize money.
Evaluating projected event outcome. Contest undermined. Theft fabricated.
Catastrophic.
Yeah, I don't know why I said it that way. I'm like, it sounded robotic at first, but now it sounds stupid. Catastrophic loss of life likely. Computerance protected from harm. I have determined that the positives outweigh the negatives. In this case, proceeding with plan.
Boy, you sure hope this isn't some kind of mistake. You gain 2 smarts and 1 boldness.
Ugh. Alright, I need to fix my boldness. Let's go. I'm just like, what if I went to class? Go to the auditorium.
No one ever, like, I played it with so many people at this point, and no one ever goes to class. That day while rehearsing for the class play, it's as though the muses themselves have descended to give you a figurative blowjob.
Love it.
Your performance is intense and inspiring. It'll be remembered for generations, which is pretty rad by high school play standards. You gain 2 creativity. The artists are finally leaving after the encore, and you're exiting the auditorium with everyone else. On your way out, you notice Liam in the last row, scribbling viciously in his notebook. This is so mainstream, so condescending. The actors were played by actors. There was no meta. Where is the angst of social media? Have you seen how that pale excuse for a thespian attempted to interact with viewers? And the language, excuse me, but though thou and thee are officially over once I turn in my notes. Obviously, you didn't enjoy this murder of theater itself. How would you fix this crime against art? So your options are, the audience is the villain. Destroy them from the stage, hack their social media, and port the fires of hell. As they choke on brimstone and spam, they realize that they were the monster all along. Or, people like shit. Real costumes? Cardboard boxes. Professional actors? Giggling cheerleaders. Give Scott the leading role. Substitute the orchestra with dubstep and make it a musical.
Well, honestly, I was going to go with the first one until I got to the end of the second response. And I really want to go with that one just because it said dubstep and make it a musical.
Yeah. I'm here for it. Aw, I will not be the one ushering theater into an era of shit. Can you imagine me reviewing this? The lead actress was a total bitch. Hamlet was so hot, I lost my panties. Did you see what Siegfried wore? So last season. It's like Polly's epitaph. You don't see why that review would be a bad thing. Hamlet is hot. You lose 2 creativity and 1 boldness.
Oh, great. I can't wait to lose this game. And I go to prom with no one.
Something happened to me this week. That weekend, Liam contacted you for your advice. No, no, no. You misunderstand. I don't want your advice. I want to hear you express an opinion. Just to, see if you're capable of forming one. Specifically, I'd like to hear your opinion on Chad's cultural literacy. Cultural literacy. Is he cultured? Like an artist...
Artisanal?
I can't talk. Cheese or uncultured? Like milk. So my options are, Chad is so cultured, he can tell the difference between the theater and the theater. Chad is so uncultured, he thinks a sonnet is a female son.
Love it. Sonnet.
I'm assuming you want me to help you.
I mean, it's your prerogative. What are you going
to
say?
I mean, I'm going to help you because, like, I'm not trying to be petty. He can? I mean, so can I. I definitely heard the difference between the two words you just said. And if you'll excuse me, I have to go find Chad now. For romantic reasons. Not to ask him to explain what you said. Why would you think that? Liam hurries off in his artistic mission. Silly Liam, the difference is that theater is done by actors, whereas theater is done by actors. You gain 3 creativity.
Love it. Let's trade places. Well, I guess this is a great place for us to just, like, stop. And, you know, I think we're just going to continue this on for our next episode.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a fun time.
Yeah, for the last week in the climax to figure out who we're going to prom with.
Who's going to prom? Honestly, I feel like I'm going to prom alone. Because I fucked up a lot. I have really shit the bed
with Liam. I've seen worse. I have seen worse, I can promise you that. Plus, he, like, came to me about you, so, like...
I guess Liam is having conflicting emotions about me, which I am
also...
To
be fair, you also keep going to Calculus.
It's true.
So...
But he also keeps showing up, like...
Yeah, like, when I was trying to seduce Calculester, I fucked up a lot, and he still accepted me. But I do think there are different levels to where, like, you can, like, go to prom with them, or you can, like, actually gain their affection. Because sometimes you ask them, and they're like, eh, sure, why not, it'll be fun, I guess. And then other times, they're like, oh my god, fuck prom, let's go fuck.
Let's so, go like, fuck a backstage.
Yeah, no, one of the, I got a secret ending where literally they were like, screw prom, let's go fuck.
I love
so,
that.
Like, I think there are different levels of how much you, like, really woo them, but...
Okay.
Yeah, so
well,
as long as...
I can't wait to get
yeah,
there.
Yeah, if your stats are decent and you, like, at least get some affection from them, yeah. I don't know Liam as well, because I don't play with him as much. Mm.
I know you're killing me in stats right now.
Yeah. I also, again, I've been playing this for a week. I've started to get some sort of feel... for the game at this point.
Also, you were on the fucking wiki earlier, so...
Yeah, that... I'm making a personality BuzzFeed quiz, don't worry about it.
I love it.
Yeah.
This is just like when Dream Daddy came out.
Yeah, so anyways, let's continue this in the next episode.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, me too.
Fun times! Gucci!
Gucci!